Critics and audiences agree, ABBA Voyage is a concert like no other.
Hello, London!
The Times calls it out of this world.
The Guardian calls it jaw-dropping.
And Rolling Stone says it has to be seen to be believed.
See it only at the new ABBA Arena, London.
Check the website for best availability.
Book yours today at abbavoyage.com.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. This is the final one of the week, Friday, September the 16th. And I have to tell you, because I told you on air, if you remember a little bit earlier on, that all the people queuing, the queue now, when we were doing it the other day, it was 2.5 miles. Then it went to 2.1 miles, 2.4 miles. The queue now is more than 5 miles, so they've stopped it and they're trying to get people through as quick as possible. And you've got all of today, Friday, all of Saturday, all of Sunday, and up till 6:30 on Monday morning to get everybody through. I have to tell you that the waiting time now is how many hours? It's currently 14 hours. So if you join the queue now, it'll be 14 hours before you get in. I mean, that's a day and a bit. Half a day, you know. I mean, it's a phenomenal amount of time to queue. I find it very pleasing. I find it very pleasing that that many people want to go and see Her Majesty, because you suddenly realise that the atmosphere is great. Everybody's very, not jovial, they're not having a party. They're going there and it's affecting a lot of people very badly, because they've suddenly started realising that this is something that is so big. This funeral will be witnessed by billions of people throughout the world. And what they're going to be doing as well, and this is part of tradition, firstly, Harry will be allowed to wear his uniform, but only for the Queen's lying in state. So Andrew was granted that. So Harry, who I didn't think was on the list of people standing there, is going to be doing it. How long they do it for, I'm not too sure. It could be 10 minutes or so. He'll be allowed to wear the uniform for that. The actual funeral procession, if you want to know what it's going to look like, go to YouTube and put in Winston Churchill's funeral and you will see the gun carriage being drawn by sailors. And 98 sailors have been drilled into pulling the gun carriage. They will go from side to side. It's quite impressive to watch it on Winston Churchill. As it comes up from Whitehall, they're literally moving side to side, bringing the gun carriage in. And that's exactly what will happen, because that is tradition. And I think that will get a lot of people. I think, you know, even though we know that Her Majesty is residing at Westminster Hall with the crowns and the orb and the sceptre, but I think when you see that gun carriage, and it will either be done to the beat of a drum or there'll be massed bands doing it, I have a feeling it will be very quiet. And I think that will add to the solemnity of the situation. British Airways have diverted a lot of planes so that nothing flies over London. Westminster Council and other councils have been out removing graffiti, and they put up barriers so that if you're waiting at the end of the funeral procession for the hearse, it will then go back in a hearse. And it will then be taken back out of town, out on the M4, over the Hammersmith flyover, Hogarth roundabout, Chiswick flyover, and down onto the M4, past Heston service station, and out to Windsor. And that's where Her Majesty will be interred. But the sight of seeing 98 soldiers, big, big day for them. Big, big day. A big day for anybody. People who've had to carry the coffin, you know, they've had to sort of, they've buckled under the strain of the whole thing. But as I say, it's, what do we say, 14 hours. 14 hours queuing now. Now, you feel like saying to her, if you could talk to her, you did well. You did well, even in death. Even though people hated the idea and they don't like monarchy, it doesn't matter, because the majority of people in this country, the majority of people that make up this sceptred isle, want to show their respect. And I was deeply touched. They had the, because you know they've got the live streaming, you can see people filing into the hall. And what they were doing is, literally, almost to a man and woman and children, they were getting to the coffin and they were bowing their heads. I thought that was bloody amazing. I thought that was... It goes to prove, actually, because there was a period of time that the royal family kind of, you know, fell out of favour with the British public. It was a case of, you know, nobody cares. But when something like this happens and you suddenly realise what she did, and it's been... I mean, I had to pay £4.75 the other day to get the Country Life edition with the Queen on the front and all these lovely pictures. And I... Do you know, I loved every minute of it. William and Kate were out looking at all the flowers. Harry wasn't. He spent the birthday, not with his brother, by himself, with Meghan. And I thought, now, I had heard... Oh, look at the people going backwards and forwards in the lines. It's so regimented, so brilliant, so wonderful. And somebody had said, Harry seems to have lost contact with his friends. There was the singer, Joss Stone, I think, and she said he's not contacted her for ages and ages. And you think, perhaps they're a bit fickle in the royal family. Perhaps they don't hang on to people and they don't want to talk to people or something like that. But I have a feeling, and it is very sad. It is very, very, very sad, because he's going to be very lonely. Because you need to keep... I would expect him to be on the phone all the time to his so-called friends, you know, and sort of say, oh, I've had a crap day today. It's, you know, this has happened and that's happened and I haven't got anything to do and we've got nothing coming up. Because what does he do the rest of the time? Nothing. They just sit there rocking around in that house. And, you know, there's all sorts of people sort of saying, is he going to make up with his brother? I've got this feeling he's not. But that's not because I'm a prophet of doom. I'm just going by the body language. I'm going by... Everybody's been saying about them holding hands, about Harry and Meghan holding hands. And somebody said, well, it's a comforter. And I said the other day, but they've been doing this since they first went out. This isn't new. They've not done it just for the funeral. Unfortunately, they don't follow royal protocol. And royal protocol deems that you don't hold hands. And because they're not members of the royal family. But they were doing this before, when they were in the royal family. So it doesn't make a bit... It gave James O'Brien something to talk about the other day, so it kept him busy for a little while. But it's, you know, it's what they want to do. But I think they will finish. I don't think they'll be going back to Buckingham Palace for tea and cakes with Paddington or anybody else. I think they will go straight to the airport, and I think they will fly back to America. Because the kids are not... I can't remember where the kids are, actually. Somebody did tell me the other day, and I've completely forgotten. But, it, you know, you remember all these different bits and pieces.
What you normally hear... And what you'll hear with Samsung Galaxy Buds 2 Pro.
I just want a cup of tea with the number one fan of me. Love you, Grandma, always with me.
Hear it like never before in unmistakable clarity. Search Galaxy Buds 2 Pro. Out now.
But Harry and Meghan have been out. They've had a look at flowers. They know what flowers looks like. You know, they've seen flowers before. And William saw exactly the same thing. It must have reminded him of his own mother going out there, and they chatted to people. And I think people were... Oh, I nearly broke then. People were really, really happy to see them. Really, really happy. You look at, you know, elderly. And that was the one thing that I'll take away from this, is the fact that everybody went out there. Men, women, children, you know, people of all ethnicity and colour. It made no difference. Young people, older people, because I think they share something with the Queen. They think that they knew her. She was always smiling. She was always happy. When you look at some of the lovely pictures of her at the Braemar Games with Philip and with Charles, and they were laughing. She apparently liked a good laugh. She loved this programme. Loved it, I tell you. She couldn't get enough of it. She used to write in as Beryl of London. And I used to think to myself, well, goodness me. Well, you try and prove she didn't. You know, it's one of those things. Everybody turned up, you know, even little children who, you know, don't understand about death, or they don't understand why sort of people... But they were all saying the same thing. She was a nice lady. And the amount of people saying she's with her beloved Philip, which I agree with. And I think Anne has been affected very deeply by it. Very, very deeply. But to see all those people queuing, I thought, little children sort of cry. They don't know her. They're just crying because it's the Queen, for goodness sake. It's the Queen. You're not going to see her ever again. But luckily, we've got video footage. And every year, on the anniversary of her death, they'll be putting together compilation programmes. And so I say to all those people who went out there, all those people who sort of queued up for hours and hours and hours. I mean, God knows, some of them, they must have gone home with aching feet. I get aching feet and I sit down for most of my life, you know, for a living. But to see all those people who were so happy when William came out and shook hands with people, That takes a lot. That takes a lot because you suddenly realise the outpouring of love. The outpouring of love for him and Kate. People like them. He's going to do very well. His dad always has issues with pens and ink and stuff like that. But that you put down to the moment and the pressure that they must all be under. Because you're living out somebody's life in front of everybody. You know, it's normally when we have a funeral, there might be, you know, 10, 15 people, 20, 30, 100, doesn't matter. They've got millions, millions, and they're living it all out. So if any one of them break down, the press are going to capture it. The press are watching every step of the way. And if they break down, they'll then be saying, oh, look, you know, Meghan's got a tear in her eye. It's a funeral, for goodness sake. Of course we can have tears in our eyes. Of course, that's how it works. But well done to every single one of you who went out there, who queued for hours. We've had no end of texts and emails at LBC and photos of people saying, I'm in the queue. And, you know, it's everybody's very good natured. We've got a bit of food and we've got our bottle of water and we found the toilets, you know, which is always the important thing. So well done to all of you, because these precious moments are going to be with you for the rest of your life. If you live for another year or another 50 years, it doesn't make any difference. You'll always remember it. And when you see the gun carriage on Monday, pulled by all the soldiers and sailors, they've been rehearsing. They were rehearsing yesterday to make sure that they've got it all right. Then you'll suddenly realise why we are Great Britain, why we are the country that we are, and why we are the people that we are. And when you think what she lived through and what so many of you lived through as well. I've got listeners who write in going, I'm 96, Steve. I'm, you know, I've got people of all ages, young and old. We don't really care on LBC. All we care about is that, you know that you've got a voice. You know, we get a few mad ones, you know, a couple of people short of a picnic. You know, the lights are on, but nobody's home, who really are as stupid as you could ever imagine. You know, like somebody holding up a sign saying abolish the monarchy. It's never going to happen. It is never going to happen, and for that we should be grateful. I was watching a very well-known historian the other day talking about Henry VIII and what a tyrant he was. What an absolute tyrant. And yet here he is buried. Well, not buried, he's interred. He'll be with the Queen, Queen Mary, the Queen Mother, and you think, what conversations they'll be having late at night. You know, because Anne Boleyn, who was executed. She'd had two I learned so much about Anne Boleyn. She'd had two miscarriages and the children were deformed as well. And apparently this is how Henry was able to get rid of her for Jane Seymour. It was a case of, in Tudor times, they believed that if you had a child that was deformed, it meant that the marriage was not right. She'd done something wrong. She'd either have sexual relations with somebody else or incest. And always the woman's fault. And they firmly believed it. So he was able to use that as a lever to get rid of her, even though she was very ill because she'd miscarried. But ironically, both of them were boys. Both of them were boys. And he wanted to get with Jane Seymour. So he wrote a letter to Jane Seymour before they were married or anything else. And she sent it back saying, listen, when we're married, then you can send the letter. Because he basically was getting through them like there was no tomorrow. James O'Brien seemed to think it was because of houses. It really wasn't houses. You know, he lived in palaces. If he wanted something, he took it. That's how he got Hampton Court. He just went in there. I think it was one of the Cardinal Wolsey, wasn't it? Or somebody like that who had Hampton Court Palace. And he went, I'll have that. And so when you go and you join, if you join a historic royal palaces, and you should because it's so cheap, you can go to all these palaces many times as you want for like, even if it's 100 quid a year, it's cheap. And you get a discount in the shop and you get a discount in the restaurants and the cafes. Discount. And it's good value. And if sometimes if you're lucky, I was lucky enough to go up on the roof of Hampton Court Palace and you can look down into all the different areas, Fish Court and things like that. And they found some things up there. They keep constantly finding things. And these were big leather, brown leather rosettes for the Tudor rose. And they adorned the building and they found a few of them.
Critics and audiences agree, ABBA Voyage is a concert like no other.
Hello, London!
The Times calls it out of this world.
The Guardian calls it jaw-dropping.
And Rolling Stone says it has to be seen to be believed.
See it only at the new ABBA Arena, London.
Check the website for best availability.
Book yours today at abbavoyage.com.
And what I want them to find in Hampton Court Palace, but they say not, is all of his clothes. Where did all of his clothes go to? Because, you know, they can't have just burnt them at the end. They must have been... I mean, all the Queen's clothes are stored. Everything is stored, it's packaged, it's listed, so they know exactly when it was worn and everything else. They're very meticulous. Why not for Henry VIII? Wouldn't you just love it if they find a secret room hidden in Hampton Court... I've always said this, in Hampton Court Palace, and they open it up and there is a wardrobe full of all his clothes. Oh, that would be just brilliant. So, 14 hours queuing time.
Leading Alice Britain's Beer conversation.
Is replaced
LBC.
In the Queen's mourners queue after disrespectful interviews. I like Alice Beer. But anyway, apparently, she handed out donuts. I don't know. I don't think that would be a problem. But anyway, she tried to keep people's spirits up by handing out donuts. However, that didn't go down very well with many viewers who thought the light-hearted tone of the segment was disrespectful to the Queen. Who are these buggers? Go away, you stupid idiots. People needed a sugar rush to keep them going. They've been standing there forever and ever. And she was given press access to see the Queen lying in state. And so they then replaced her on Thursday's show. And strange enough, Holly Willoughby said, in just a moment, we'll speak to Isla Traquair, who's keeping people's spirits up in the queue. But let's hear from Alice first of all. And Alice then went, incredible. Let's be very clear, I didn't take anybody's place, she said. I wasn't queue jumping. There was a slot for a reporter or member of the press. And that was it. Janet Street Porter said the royals don't want Britain to shut down for the Queen. She said, stop this mourning madness. She said, the trouble is you have to put down to the fact she's fairly ancient now. The royals don't want Britain shut down for the Queen, so why on earth are shops, GPs and even food banks desperate to close the mask of respect? Why don't you just mind your own bloody business, dear? You're an old bag. Nobody cares about you. Nobody cares. People want to do it as an act of respect. You know, it's like, why are we sitting there watching an old trout like you on the television spouting nonsense? You know, we're all entitled to a view. You know, she says here, you know, it'll grind to a halt. You know, if you promise the kids a ride at the funfair, no chance. There aren't any funfairs, dear. We're out of season, or perhaps you don't know things like that. And she says, thought you could collect your state benefits. Sorry, post offices will be shut. It's for one day, love. It's for one day. If you can't manage for a day, you better go back inside the home that you are destined to obviously end up in. You know, she says, if you need to see a doctor, grab a pint or a sandwich, forget it. No, there's still all the emergency services. The hospitals haven't got a sign up going, closed for the day. I mean, really, she's a bit of a drama queen, actually. She says, if you planned a visit to the movie or theatre, it's one day, love, it's one day. Get over yourself. Mind you, for your funeral, Janet, I mean, there won't be anything shouting at all. It'll all be open and sing songs and people celebrating. That's the way it goes. One soldier guarding the coffin fainted the other day, and the Queen's cousin, Lady Gabriella Windsor, fainted as the coffin arrived. But you will be moved by seeing the gun carriage with the... You've seen the gun carriage before, but you'll see it with all these sailors. The New York Times had to do an apology over a story on the royal family, and because they received more criticism. They also said here it would be up to the UK taxpayers to foot the bill for the funeral on Monday. They really are just a very amateur lot over there, aren't they? They know so little about things like that. But there you go, it doesn't really make any difference. The Russian Foreign Affairs Ministry spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova, has condemned Britain for banning Vladimir Putin. You stupid woman. You stupid woman. Goodness sake, honestly. Have you heard of the war? Or are you too busy getting your hair bleached and those very expensive things like that? You really are ridiculous. And that's why, you see, if you're the representative of Putin, that's why he's not invited. He's currently waging a war against the Ukraine, or perhaps you're too stupid to realise that. God in heaven, what is the matter with people? And breathe and back in the room. Have a great weekend. If you're queuing, well done. Good luck. And I'll talk to you on Monday, which will be the day of the funeral. There's a lot to get through. There's a lot of pomp and circumstance. You're going to see it all out on the streets. It will be the biggest television event that you will ever have seen, even bigger than Churchill's. So have a good weekend. Stay safe. And remember, because a lot of things are closed on the Monday, I mean, Janet Street Porter will be starving herself to death with a bit of luck. You know, go out and get the food on the Saturday and the Sunday, OK? Just in case. It's only for a day. Then it all opens up again. Be good. Stay safe. Take care.